Well, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It is great to be back with you, and what a night it was for the Marlins last night. It was a scheduled start of 4:05. They didn't get started till 5:25. Sprinkle in a rain delay, some extra innings, and it was an exciting night for the Marlins, who picked up their first win in 2017. As always, with a recap, here's our very own Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the first time in 2017, it is a happy recap as the Marlins have won their first of the year. They beat the Nationals 4-3 in 10 exciting innings, 10 innings that were stretched out over several hours here today. This ball game got off to a late start. We started an hour 20 late because of a rain delay prior to the first pitch, had a second rain delay in the middle of the sixth inning, but the Marlins made it worth the wait, coming back on a couple of occasions in this ballgame and beating the Nationals in 10 by the final of 4-3. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Head to Metro PCS and get your free big screen Samsung Galaxy today. Metro PCS wireless figured out. Before we get to all the highlights, let's pause for station identification on the Marlins Radio Network.
WINZ, Miami Fort Lauderdale. WZTU HD2, Miami Beach. Miami Marlins baseball is on. 940 Winds, Miami Sports.
A cold, wet, windy day in Washington. Game three of this season opening three-game set. The Marlins and the Nationals. The Marlins had jumped out to 2-0 leads in losing both of the first two games of this series. But today it was the Nationals getting off to the quick start against Tom Kohler in the bottom half of the first inning. After this game started, an hour 20 minutes late, with one out in the first. Up to the plate stepped Adam Eaton.
Here's the pitch, and Eaton swings and hits a high fly ball deep right center. He's having trouble with the sun as Giancarlo can't see it, but it's gone. It's up into the seats underneath the scoreboard to right center. Adam Eaton has hit his first Nationals home run, and it's 1-0 Nats here in the bottom of the first inning.
Well, the Nats are out to the early lead. Now, the Marlins had chances to come back in this ball game, most notably first and second, one out in the fourth inning, but Justin Bour hit into a 5-4-3 double play against the lefty Gio Gonzalez. They got a man to second base in the fifth inning, but Miguel Rojas took a called third strike. In the sixth inning, the Marlins had two on with nobody out, still down, just 1-0, but Marcelo Ozuna hit into a 6-4-3 double play. And after JT Realmuto, the red-hot hitter, was walked intentionally, Justin Bour struck out against Gio, and it stayed a 1-0 game midway through the sixth. That's when the rains came, and immediately this umpiring crew called for the tarp. They sent the teams back to the clubhouses, and we wound up with a 1-hour, 3-minute rain delay after the top of the sixth. When the rains finally stopped and we resumed play at 8:11, both starting pitchers were out of the ballgame. For the Nats, Gio Gonzalez worked six innings of seven-hit shutout ball. He issued one intentional walk, struck out 7. He hit a man. For Gio, 90 pitches, 57 strikes. He left on line for a season-opening victory. Tom Kohler worked 5 for Miami, 1 run on that Eaton homer in the first, 4 hits. He walked 3, 2 intentionally. Kohler struck out 4, allowed the long ball, 71 pitches, 42 strikes. He left on the hook for a loss at 1-0. Brad Ziegler pitched a perfect 6th inning for the Marlins. Then in the 7th, still down 1-0, Kyle Bearclaw came on to pitch. And the first man he went after was Jason Wirth. 3-1 to Wirth is hit high and deep left center field. Ozuna back in front of the bullpen at the wall, and it's a home run. Jason Wirth launches one out of here, and the Nationals extend the lead to 2-0. And as many times as the Marlins have been turned away in the early stages of this ballgame, that 2-0 lead seemed like a 7-0 lead for the Nationals at that point. Kota Glover had worked a scoreless 7th inning. Sean Kelly came on for the 8th, and the Marlins had life when Christian Yelich drew a leadoff walk. That meant the Marlins would get the tying man to the plate in the person of Giancarlo Stanton. But Big G struck out for the first out. Marcelo Ozuna then hit a fly ball to right field for the second out. After a wild pitch got Yelich down to second base, trailing 2-0, the Marlins were still in search of a big hit. They needed a big 2-out hit, and they turned to the man who was hotter than anybody in this Marlins team to start this 2017 season, their catcher, JT Realmuto. 1-1 is hit high in the air, left center field. Eaton sprinting back. He's at the wall. Goodbye, JT Realmuto, with a game-tying two-run homer in the top of the eighth, and the Marlins have rallied in Washington. That home run woke this ball club up. And suddenly, they were right back in this game. 2-2 headed to the bottom of the eighth. Junichi Tozawa came on to pitch, and he got the first two men in a challenging inning, Harper, Murphy, and Zimmerman. He got Harper to ground to first. He got Murphy to fly to right. But with two outs and the bases empty, he couldn't get Ryan Zimmerman. Zimmerman tags one to center. Back goes Yelich. He's onto the warning track, and Zimmerman has hit it high off the wall. It caroms back along the warning track toward right center field. It's going to be a triple for Zimmerman by the time Stanton runs it down. He missed a home run by a matter of inches, and the Nationals may want to take another look at that one. Zimmerman just missed, we think. Dusty Baker is out talking with Eddie Hickox, the home plate umpire. We're going to challenge this one.
And it's a home run.
And the Nationals have taken a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth on Zimmerman's 31st career home run against the Marlins. He hit it off Junichi Tozawa. They got the call right. There is the padding on the outfield wall here in center field. There is just a couple of inches of wall above the padding, a hard wall, and then just above that wall there is a fence that might be a foot high. If you hit that fence, it's a home run. There's no yellow line out there, but if you hit that fence, even if the ball comes back into play, it's a home run. The ball hit that fence right at the top of the hard part of the outfield wall, so they got the call right. And no sooner had the Marlins tied the game than Remuto home run, and the Nationals had taken the lead on their third solo home run in the game. So it was 3-2 going to the ninth. Now, before the game today, Dusty Baker was asked, is your closer Blake Treinen available for a second game in a row, a third appearance in 4 days? He said yes. But with a one-run lead in the ninth, he brought lefty Sammy Solis in. Solis, who'd never had a big league save, he walked the first man, Adani Echevarria, then allowed a base hit to Derek Dietrich. So the Marlins had first and second against Solis with nobody out in the ninth, down a run at 3-2. D. Gordon tried twice to bunt the runners over, actually pulled the bat back both times and took two strikes. With two strikes against him, he swung away and he hit into a 4-6-3 double play. It was the third of four double plays the Marlins would hit into in this ball game. But the Marlins still had a chance. They had a man in third with two outs. At that point, Dusty brought his closer into the game. Blake Treinen, who has been anointed the Nats closer as of the start of this season. Treinen, this is a tough save. Two outs, but the tying man at third in the top of the ninth, up a run, and he went after his former teammate, Tyler Moore.
2-2, and the pitch. A swing and a hard hit ball up the middle, and that'll tie the game. Tyler Moore comes through again. He's 2-for-2 pinch hitting against the Washington Nationals. Echevarria scores, and we're tied at 3 here in the ninth inning.
So Sean Kelly hung with a blown save in the eighth. Blake Treinen hung with a blown save in the ninth. And after David Phelps was able to escape the bottom of the ninth, getting Trey Turner to line into an inning-ending double play, this game went to extra innings. We went to the 10th for the first time this season. The Marlins 3 and the Nationals 3. Joel Blanton came on to pitch the 10th inning for Washington. Giancarlo Stanton led off with an infield single, his second hit in the ballgame, but he was promptly erased on the fourth Nats double play in the game. Marcelo Ozuna grounding into the 6-4-3 twin killing. Facing JT Realmuto, Joel Blanton thought he had called strike three on JT. He didn't get the call from Ed Hickox, and on the next pitch, JT with a single to center field. He went 3-for-4 in this ballgame, including the big home run in the eighth inning. So the Marlins now had the tie-breaking man at first with two outs in the 10th. Up to the plate, step Justin Bour, 0-for-10 on the season.
Here it comes. A swing and a ball hit the other way down the left field line, and that's a fair ball that goes down into the corner. JT Realmuto comes to third. He's been waved. JT Realmuto will score, and the Marlins take a 4-3 lead here in the 10th inning on a big opposite field double by Justin Bour. The Marlins, with back-to-back two-out hit, lead 4-3 with their 14th hit of the night and Bohr's first of the season.
What a spot to pick up his first hit of the year. So the Marlins handed that one-run lead to A.J. Ramos. A.J. had to face Eaton, Harper, and Murphy to start the 10th inning for the Nationals. That's quite a challenge for the Marlins closer in search of his first save of the year. Well, he struck out Adam Eaton looking. Eaton, after homering in the first inning, went up 1-for-5 tonight. But then Bryce Harper on a 3-2 pitch walked. Daniel Murphy singled, sending Harper the tying man to second. The Nationals had the winning man on with one out in the 10th against A.J., but the red-hot Ryan Zimmerman, who had two hits, a double, and a homer tonight, popped short for the second out, and A.J. was one out away from nailing this one down. The Nats with the tying and winning men on, two outs in the ninth, when A.J. went after Anthony Rendon.
One strike pitch coming up, and a high pop up to the right side of the infield. This should do it. Gordon under it, puts the squeeze on it, and the Marlins have won the game 4-3 in 10 innings, their first win of this season, and all they had to endure, the cold, the wind, the rain, and the delays, and they've won their first of the season by beating the Washington Nationals in game 3 of this series.
It was indeed a night of firsts for the Marlins here. Justin Bour getting his first hit of the year in a big spot. A.J. Ramos' first save of the year as the Marlins win for the first time this year in 10, 4-3 over the Nationals. From Miami, four runs on 14 hits, no errors, nine men left on base. For the Nationals, three runs, eight hits, no errors. They also left nine. David Phelps was the loser on opening day. He's the winner tonight, 1-1. Joel Blanton takes the loss, 0-1. A.J. Ramos saved number one. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 26 minutes. Had a 1 hour, 20-minute rain delay before the first pitch. Had a 1 hour, 3-minute rain delay in the middle of the sixth inning. So let's just say we did our time here at Nats Park today. Crowd of 19,418 was here at the outset. Not many of them still here at the end. But those who did remain saw an exciting ballgame. They see the Marlins win their first in 10 by the final of 4-3. So the Marlins improved to 1-2. The Nats fall to 2-1. Washington is off to Philadelphia to start a three-game set against the Phils tomorrow afternoon. For the Marlins, a train ride to New York, where we'll start a three-game series against the Mets at 7:10 tomorrow night.
The Marlins will indeed do it tonight at 7:10. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Wei-Yin Chen is set to face Zach Wheeler of the New York Mets. Hey, Fish family members, don't forget, you get bonus points during every road Marlins game by listening to the Marlins Radio Network. But hey, guess what? You listen to the Marlins Rewind every morning, you can get those points too. As always, you can learn more at marlins.com/fishfamily. And for those of you Fish family members tuning in this morning, your bonus code today is Supreme Court. Yes, the Supreme Court. So the Marlins begin the back end of their road trip tonight. It's the first of three in the Big Apple against the New York Mets. Wei-Yin Chen versus Zach Wheeler. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.